Hey everyone, it's been a while since I started my last podcast and I sort of kind of gave up on it, but I thought, you know, it's what I want to do and it's still what I want to do. I've been thinking about it for so long now and here I am, renamed and hopefully better than before. Welcome to Spooky Time Podcast with me, Blanca. This is still a podcast for everything paranormal, supernatural, unexplained, and more. So if that's what you like, this is for you. So I have three spooky stories for you today, and here is the first one. Every night, my husband and I would get the kids to bed together. He read our son a book, I read to the girls, and once he was done, he usually stopped to peek into the girls' room before walking down the hall to our bedroom. Well, this night wasn't any different. We read books, said goodnight, and went to our bedroom. I forgot to grab a water, so I got up, went to the kitchen, and before heading back, I went to the girls' room to say goodnight once more, give them another kiss. Something I usually do. As I was almost done, I felt the need to look behind me, and I saw my husband quickly walk by the room. I didn't think anything of it, since he could have went to the kitchen or the bathroom, but I made my way back to the bedroom to find him laying in bed in the same position I left him in, and asked, "Why did you walk by the room so fast?" He then replied with, "What do you mean? I've been waiting for you to come back. I never left the room." So that actually was a true story that happened to me a few years back. I'm not sure if my husband was playing a trick on me, I don't know, but he is a scaredy cat and he's not one to believe in the paranormal, so I just find it hard to believe that he wouldn't say, "Haha, I got you," but he kind of was like, "No, that didn't happen, I was in here," so I don't know. What do you think happened? Now, on to our second story. On a cool fall day, I decided to go on a walk around the neighborhood. I usually just go to the gym, but today I decided I wanted a more scenic workout. As I walked by street after street, I came to a dead end. I decided I would walk down, turn around, and walk back. I get to the end of the road and a baseball rolls to my feet. I lean over to pick it up and I see a little boy standing in the yard, ready for me to throw it back. "Here you go." I throw the ball back and he catches it, running back inside. I thought nothing of it. I mean, I was a stranger after all. The next day, I took the same walk and this time I see a woman outside. "Good morning," I say. "Oh, good morning," she said. "I'm from a few streets down. I saw your boy playing outside yesterday. I think I scared him off." Her face went pale. "What did you say?" "Oh, sorry. I was on a walk and his ball rolled into the street by my foot and I just threw it back. I didn't mean to sound creepy." The woman broke into tears. "My boy passed away 5 months ago. He ran into the street to get his ball and the neighbor didn't see and she was reversing." I started to choke up in confusion and from the corner of my eye, I see the boy in the window, and just as fast, he disappeared. So that story is actually written by me. I kind of got the inspiration from my Amazon delivery days. I would deliver packages for almost 10 hours a day into the night, and it was pretty creepy, not gonna lie. Anyways, let's get back to the third story. My friend Casey and I were having a sleepover at my house while my parents were away. They trusted me to be alone because I was very responsible and, well, almost 18. Tonight's agenda: scary movies, junk food, and gossip. What more can you want from an 18-year-old girl? Well, you know, almost. We get everything together and sit in the living room to watch The Terrifier. A knock came from the front door. I look through the side window and see no one there. Again, except coming from the back door. "Who's that?" Casey asked. "Probably just kids playing a prank. Everything is locked and alarm is on. We'll be fine." We watch the movie, eat, and talk, and eventually we get tired and get ready to call it a night. We're both laying in bed. Casey fell asleep fast, as she always does. Just as I was about to doze off, my closet door slides open just a crack, and well, that was another story written by me, and I'm sure you could hear my dog in the background because I made the knocking noises and he thought someone was at the door. Anyways, that story was kind of inspired by just all creepy movies, specifically like The Terrifier. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed these spooky stories today, and I hope you decide to come back next week for a new episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay spooky, my friends.